Hi everyone, this is Bonnie Gortler from BonnieGortler.com. Just going to do a review of Bonnie's market update. So it was a positive week for the major indexes. 7 of the 11 spider sectors were up. Healthcare and communications was the strongest, and staples and utilities were the weakest. Biotech rose sharply, and small cap growth, small cap value was strong, reversing the recent downward trend that they've had. And it is key to see if they can continue to follow through. And we will talk about that a little later. Silver and gold was under pressure, both down, and they've had very strong gains. Fear and greed index moved up to greed. It's a contrary indicator, and it's risen the past 2 weeks, and it is now at 64. The market continues to rally. You can expect to see it reach extreme greed, which would imply it's not the best time to go long when you're in extreme greed mode. New lows are in the lowest risk zone again on the New York Stock Exchange Index. And that's going to take a while, could take weeks, not days, unless it's a really poor decline and quick to get over 150, which would be negative. Staying between 25 and 50 continues to be positive. VIX is a volatility measure. It peaked in on April 7th. It is now down to 1509, not quite at the November lows back in 24. A quick jump would be if VIX went above 25. You can always go to market charts on BonnieGortler.com for more charts to review that I do go over during the week. On the S&P weekly, you'll notice that money flow has turned down after hitting an overbought level above 80. MACD is no longer in a safe zone as the buy came early. It was later in April, and now it is up there, overbought, but it's rising, and we're still on a sell, we're still on the buy, and no sells possible unless we actually see weakness or a lot of sideways action. And I'm going to sum the S&P up. We did hit the short-term projection of 635. We had a slight retracement. And now it's rising again at a slower pace. We still have the intermediate projection of 700 remains. And that said, any close below 620 would negate the upside projection of 700. Then we have the daily chart, which you'll see if you go to BonnieGortler.com in the 8:15 update. You'll notice that we're at the upper channel. We still have weakening momentum. We have tops that have continued, and it has been a strong advance since April, and we've gone sideways to down in momentum in May. The bulls continue to be in control. However, as we all know, things can change in a hurry, and the market falls faster than it rises. For now, we're still enjoying the ride. I've taken some profits along the way, and you never go broke taking profit. Small caps were strong early next week. Last week, you could see that on the Russell 2000. We're up at the top. We hit the top of the Bollinger Band and have turned down. We're above the 50 and 200-day moving average after having a quick fall below the 50. Money flow is falling. We didn't hit 80 and get overbought on this level like we did back early in July. Continued support in small caps, the IWM, would be positive. If you've missed my interview with Ryan Redfern from the National Association of Active Managers, you can view it on the website. Semiconductors. The pace of the gains of semiconductors has slowed, as you will see if you go to the figure 9, and it has been in a tight range. You will know when the risk has changed, or the institutions are selling, or the retail investors are selling, because semis will force fall sharply. Semis tend to be a leading indicator for the market when investors are willing to take on increased risk, and the opposite's true when the market's falling. Last week, they only rose by less than 1%, up 0.72%. MACD remains on a sell. It's a little bit of sideways. Money flow is flipped back and forth. Support is at 290, 282, 272, 261, 256, and 242, just in case the volatility picks up. Remember, semis will fall fast and sharp. We have had a relative strength ratio peak compared to the Q in semis. We went down a little. We had a little bit of a fall, but nothing came of it. And now we're sideways, and the peak is still in. It's better when semis are leading than if they're lagging Qs. And then we have the QQQ Trust. The Qs also, momentum is just making lower peaks, even though it's turned up. But the good news on the Qs was it has not gone below zero on any sell-off since we haven't been below zero on MACD since end of April. There are the divergences, declining sell signals, declining MACD, and momentum, and there is a negative divergence. Eventually, they catch up. MACD this year has not been as timely as some of the past moves I've seen. You've also had the daily and the intermediate charts not line up together. Well, they're lined up together now. They're extended. So to sum up, all the major averages finished higher. The Dow had its first all-time high of the year. Small caps participated in the advance. Buy the dip mentality persists. Since April, we have an overbought condition on short, intermediate, and long-term basis. If you want to go over some monthly charts, just contact me. You can email me at bonnie@bonniegaultler.com or private message me either on Twitter or in Facebook. And if you want to get to know me better, just schedule a free 30-minute wealth building strategy session, and you could go on the site to see that. Thanks, everyone. You have a good week, and much success to you trading.